This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's no book in the world like the book of Leviticus. The title reveals the subject matter of the book. It has to do with the Levites and the priests, the altar of sacrifice, the construction of the tabernacle, and the institution of the priesthood are all set forth. This is a continuation of the book of Exodus in elaborating on what has already been communicated in a greater unfolding of the mind of God. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Leviticus. It was imperative that the people of God remain a separate people, apart from the influences of the heathen nations that surrounded them. To them was to be committed the knowledge of the true and living God. It was necessary that their religion recognize the fact of sin and the need for a method of atonement. It should also be typical of the coming Messiah. Their sacrificial system pictured Calvary. And since their Messiah was to be a sacrifice and a priest in accomplishing our salvation, it was essential that this be a system of a sacrificial and priestly nature. In light of these facts, we must study the book of Leviticus. This book states the laws under which the Hebrew nation lived. The Levites, one of the 12 tribes, were set apart for the work of God. One family of Levites, Aaron and his sons, were set apart to be priests. The rest of the tribe were to be his assistants. Their duties were the care and transportation of the tabernacle as the children of God wandered in the wilderness. They were teachers, scribes, musicians, and judges. The children of Israel set forth various kinds of offerings in their worship of God. The burnt offering signified entire self-dedication to God. The meal offerings were of grain and flour or unleavened cakes. A handful was burned and the rest was set for the priests. There were the peace offerings of cattle, sheep, and goats. The fat was burned and the rest was eaten, partly by the priests and partly by those who made the offering. Then there were the sin and trespass offerings. These signified acknowledgement of and atonement for sins. Atonement is one of the major themes of this book. It is the cleansing of sin by the sacrifices of Jesus Christ. Atonement is the means by which reconciliation between God and man is brought about. The word atonement appears 77 times in the Bible, 45 of which are in the book of Leviticus. One of the great passages that speaks to this theme is Leviticus 17:11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." During the Last Supper, Jesus said, "For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The Apostle Paul told the Colossians, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The book of Leviticus looks forward to the time when Jesus Christ would go to Calvary for you and me.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.